For this Tuesday, May 13th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. We reported last week that Mount Vernon boys basketball head coach Joe Newcomb had stepped down after leading the Wildcats for the past six seasons. It was announced last night that Coach Newcomb has been named the new head boys basketball coach at Springs Valley High School. Hottie Schreiner officials made an announcement on Monday that the winner of this year's drawing is an older couple from Posey County who have been married for over 50 years. The winners wish to remain anonymous. The husband is a veteran, and he and his wife have supported the Hottie Shriners by purchasing tickets annually. Officials say the 2025 Hottie Shrine Half Pot reached a record-breaking amount of $240,370. Officials with the United States Postal Service say they are looking to fill several openings across Indiana. Several job fairs are set for Thursday, May 22nd, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Officials say it's an opportunity for job seekers to ask questions. They say the positions pay up to $20.38 per hour, plus benefits. There is job fairs set for several towns, including Poseyville at 41 South Locust Street, Oakland City at 130 West Harrison Street, and Owensville at 100 South Mill Street. Again, this will be on Thursday, May 22nd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Mount Vernon High School is having their free physical night tomorrow at 5 p.m. in the Mount Vernon High School Athletic Foyer. It's for those who want to participate in athletics during the 2025-2026 school year and are currently in 6th through 11th grade. Two roads on Evansville's west side will be closed for 2 weeks. NDOT crews are expected to close off access to McDowell Road from the Lloyd Expressway. Crews say this is for intersection improvements. They hope to have it back open before the Memorial Day weekend. Crews will then move east and begin a second 14-day closure at Schuette Road for intersection improvements. That's expected to start on or after Monday, May 19th. Both improvements are part of the Lloyd for You project. Ivy Tech Community College in Evansville will offer early childhood education training this summer at no cost. Students can receive a $100 stipend for completing the course. Residents in Vanderburg, Warwick, and Posey counties, ages 5 and up, can take part in the program. Officials say the 60 hours of courses are online, and students will be required to spend 90 hours in an assigned early childhood setting in the community. They say completing the training can become college credit for Ivy Tech's Early Childhood Education 101 course. The course will be offered during the college's summer session from June 9th to August 3rd. The University of Evansville announced it will not renew softball head coach Matt Mundell's contract after 11 seasons with the team. In a statement, Purple Aces athletic director Dr. Kenneth Siegfried said, quote, "I want to thank Coach Mundell for his dedication to the University of Evansville and our student athletes. This decision did not come easy, as Coach Mundell represented our program and university with a great deal of class and integrity for his entire 11-year tenure. However, following a complete evaluation of our program, I determined that a leadership change was necessary for our softball program to take the next step forward." End quote. UE struggled this season, going 20-34 overall and just 5-22 in conference play. The university says a national head coaching search will begin immediately. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey baseball lost at Castle 5-3. Vikings baseball is now 14-7. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, North Posey baseball is at home as they play Forest Park at 5 o'clock. North Posey softball hits road to play Pike Central at 5 o'clock. Mount Vernon baseball plays at Tecumseh at 5:30, and Mount Vernon softball welcomes Princeton at 5:30. In local college sports this evening, Evansville baseball plays at USI at 6. In the NBA playoffs tonight, the Indiana Pacers are trying to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals with a winning game 5 at the Cleveland Cavaliers at 6 o'clock. The Pacers lead the best-of-7 second-round series 3-1. Finishing up from Major League Baseball on Monday, the St. Louis Cardinals won their 9th straight game as they edged the Phillies in Philadelphia 3-2. Cardinals shortstop Mason Wynn hit a solo home run that broke a 2-2 tie in the 7th inning. St. Louis improves to 23-19, and they will play Game 2 of their 3-game series at the Phillies tonight at 5:45. The Chicago Cubs won their series opener at home with the Miami Marlins 5-2. The Cubs are now 24-18 on the year. Game 2 of their series is this evening in Chicago at 6:40. The Cincinnati Reds had last night off. They sit at 20-22 overall and begin a series at home tonight against the Chicago White Sox, first pitch at 5:40. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, May 13th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jeff Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.